Blog Talk Radio.
God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6 404. You can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. And at this time, I'll say a short prayer. And after the prayer, I'll welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation to all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca, praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
to God. Dear God, I want to thank you for all of those things you do that I never see, helping me get through each day safely, making sure my family is protected and all of the other countless blessings that you give unto me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now. Your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, come upon us now. And let your presence, fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Hallelujah. In your presence is fullness of He's mighty to deliver. If you call him, he'll come to your rescue and give you what you need. Hallelujah. Let your presence fall. Yes, Jesus. There's worship in this room tonight. Raise your voice and cry out to the Lord.
Yeah.
Come on, let's pick it up, y'all. Pick it up.
God of my righteousness, you are my righteous God. From you flow mercy, grace, might, and strength. In you exists all I need to live in abundant joy. Your righteousness brings about the beauty we see in one another, the acts of kindness, the moments of intimacy, and pure love. None of these are possible apart from you, because goodness and righteousness stem from the core of who you are. I would not know love if it were not for you. So I praise you and honor you for who you truly are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Around your money gets funny, keep holding While I'm teaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote it off on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. Fall the child if you spare the rod. Teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel the path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me, are better than kisses from an enemy, enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right finally wins. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counseling and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open and taking the proverbs that was spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song from the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song from the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, He Knows the Way. Praise be to God. And the scripture reading for this devotional message is coming from Romans 11 and 33. Amen. That's Romans chapter 11. Verse 33, and it says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Praise be to God for the reading of his mighty word. The writer says, in his unlimited knowledge, the Lord always knows what is in your very best interest and acts accordingly. Regardless of what your circumstances look like, God knows the optimal course of action in every situation you face and will act only in a manner that ultimately benefits you as his child. Sometimes we look at our difficulties and think, Lord, I know you are infinitely wise, but I think you have forgotten something here. Be assured, he has not overlooked a single factor that concerns you. In our limited understanding, we simply do not see our circumstances from God's perspective. The Lord alone comprehends the totality of every single factor and decision. And because he is infinitely loving and wise, he will never make a mistake when it comes to leading you. In other words, he knows what he's doing in your life. While it can be frustrating and scary to to lean on God and not your own wisdom. It is always the best way to live because his logic vastly exceeds your own. In Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, you can trust him. Therefore, have faith that your infinity, all-wise, loving Lord and Savior knows the best action to take in your life and that he won't steer you wrong. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is always on to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I don't know, but you do. I will trust your wisdom as you lead me. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
That's right. Everybody got around.
Come on and break.
God of my righteousness. I confess my unrighteousness to you and acknowledge the guilt of my sin. Where I have wronged others, forgive me, Father. Where I have failed to promote you as King, Lord, and Savior, have mercy on me, O Lord. Where I have chosen my own desires over yours, grant compassion and guidance to show me the better way. Forgive the pain I have caused others and help them to forgive me as well. Help me to mend my broken relationships. Make me a vessel of your righteousness, grace, and peace. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
And you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681. And call in your prayer request, for my God is truly able.
you might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything is going wrong, and you don't know how you'll make it through. Took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor. Hold on, don't let go. I know someone who sits on high and looks down low. He's always there, standing by. He may not be there.
Let it spirit
open up.
Honey.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. God of my righteousness, thank you for the beauty of your righteousness. Thank you for the power of your righteousness. Thank you for the mercy you hold in tandem with your righteousness. I'm grateful for your righteousness, which leads me in the path that I should follow. As I walk through valleys and trials, your righteousness guides me. Our nation is stumbling due to greed, irresponsibility, and other sins. And we need your righteousness in our heart to restore us. Thank you for making your righteousness and wisdom available to all through your Spirit and your word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Some
God of my righteousness, I pray today, especially for our communities and our nation. We are in great need of knowing this name of yours once again. Your righteousness gave us the might and power we experienced in the past. Because you are Elohim Tisadai, we have enjoyed the fruit that comes from following you. Yet now our communities and our nations have abandoned you. We have removed your name in so many places, poured your righteousness into the hearts of our leaders and into the hearts of our citizens, that we may rise up once again and reclaim the greatness you alone allowed us to experience. Give us relief from the violence, poverty, and strife we face in our land. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible.
To God. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, and while we're waiting, I will play a short selection. Praise God.
My
Amen.
Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying to thee. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt when I can't seem to make it work. I've done all that I can. Turn on your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our lesson for this evening on Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. And we are going to welcome our very own Barbara A. Amore with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm blessed and I won't complain.
Good. How was Christmas?
Quiet. Me and Chico, we stayed in. Too cold to go anywhere.
I'm telling you. I was out there, though. I went to church, but, it was cold.
Yeah, well, it's never too cold to go to church.
Well, that's not true because a lot of people didn't come, you know.
Yes, that's true.
It was a small group of us, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go with our lesson. But first, I'm going to, you have something else to add before I pray?
No.
Precious and Heavenly Father. Once more and again, a few of your humble servants come together to just say thank you. God, thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, giving us strength for the struggle, allowing us to see a day we've never seen before. A beautiful day, cold day, but a beautiful day, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Thank you for allowing us to even feel the cold. So we bless Evangelist Hilda. Heal her body, Father God.
Yes.
Heal her, touch her, cover her, wrap her in your loving arms. Protect her, God. Guide her and see her through. And we thank you for that in advance. Lord God, bless her family. Bless those around her. Bless her pet. Bless Chico. Bless the neighbors, Lord. Bless all those that are near and dear to her heart. And Lord God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough for your being so wonderful in my life. I thank you for everything, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Everything. Good things. Lots of good things. Just for you, Father God. Just for wisdom and understanding, knowledge, Father God.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing me to know more about you. And I thank you for that. I appreciate it. And all those that studying the word and getting revelation, your revelation knowledge, we thank you for that. And God bless all those who are on the line tonight, on the internet or in the archives, wherever they may be. Thank you for them. We appreciate you so very much, dear Father. Thank you for your unconditional love, your grace and mercy, your favor, Lord, your benefits, your providential care of us. You're just making a way out of no way. We thank you for life, breath, health, and strength. And most of all, Lord, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for our Savior. And Lord, forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission. And just thank you for being such a wonderful Savior, such a wonderful God. All these blessings I ask in the matchless name of our Savior and your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer. And thank you. I received that.
Hallelujah. Bless your life. Better and better every day. Bless it every day. Thank you, Father. So we're going to continue with our lesson, chapter 39, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Christian and okay. The first section is number one, the standard for the believer. Any thoughts about that topic? For the believer.
Well, it's with like you know, we have standards that we have to live by. So if we say that we are Christians, then we have to live the Christian way.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Becoming a Christian does not exempt one from sinning or free him from obedience to the law of Christ. To say it does is to fall into one or both of the common errors concerning the Christian and sin. The one is a false perfectionism and the other, oh, we read that part, but I'll finish. Antinomianism.
Okay.
Unbiblical perfectionism teaches us that the believer does not sin at all because he has rooted out the principle of sin. That's perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
No believer can experience this kind of sinless perfection unless the resurrection when he will be free, the resurrection when he will be free from the sin principle within. A modified form of sinless perfection does not include eradication of sin nature, but teaches that a Christian can live without practicing sin for some period of time. But not practicing sin not only means not committing sin, but also practicing and conforming to the will of God. So not practicing sin not only means not sinning, but also conforming to the will of God, doing what God would have us to do.
Yes.
Sinless perfection involves more than the absence of sin. So we're talking about being perfect and without sin. It involves more than not sinning. In reality, the biblical doctrine of perfection means ripeness, maturity, fullness, completeness. Biblical perfection does not stand in contrast with sinfulness, but with immaturity. This is biblical perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't stand in contrast with sinfulness, being sinful, but with being immature. Biblical perfection is something expected of a believer here on earth. So they, as a Christian, it's expected that we will be. Amen?
Amen.
But we know that's not possible. I just read that.
Exactly.
Antinomianism teaches that the Christian is not bound by the law. Antinomianism concept of freedom from law often leads to license. Antinomianism is sometimes equated with Christian liberty, a wrong equation. The opposite of liberty is slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And the believer has been brought from slavery to sin to a position of freedom in Christ. The opposite of antinomianism is obedience to law. Which law? For there have been several throughout biblical history. For the believer today, it is the law of Christ. Galatians 6 and 2. Can we look at that again? I think we looked at it already, but
Galatians 6 and 2. Okay. 6 and 2.
The law of Christ.
6 and 2. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. Amen.
Okay, it doesn't really expound on what it is. It just calls it by name, right? 6 and 2. Let me see what this says. Go on.
Yeah. It just says, you know, share each other's burdens. In this way, obey the law of Christ.
Okay, so I guess that in itself is the law of Christ.
Right.
To share each other's problems, each other's troubles. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So mine says nothing but the cross.
Okay.
Hmm?
No, I was going to say yours say something different.
I'm going to read the message, and it starts at 1. I read 1 through 3.
Okay.
Live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore him, saving your critical comments for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You might be needing forgiveness before the day's out. Stoop down and reach out to those who are oppressed. Share their burdens, this is it, and so complete Christ's law. If you think you're too good for that, you are badly deceived. I remember reading that. So we are to help those who are being troubled, you know, who are burdened down, who are, you know, going through stuff.
There's a lot of them out there.
Of course. If we see that and we are so inclined, and it's not just your family. A lot of people say, oh, I help my, yeah, it's not just about your family. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's like a given. You're going to help your family anyway. But what about those who are not related to you by blood?
Exactly.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to do. Help those who are burdened, who have troubles, who are sad, who are going through stuff, you know, if we can. And sometimes they don't want help.
True.
You know? So you pray for them.
We extend it anyway.
You extend it anyway, and you step back if they say, don't bother me.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I can pray for myself. I don't believe in your God or whatever they say.
Yeah.
You know? So
mm-hmm.
you can go and pray for them anyway, whether they want you by their side to pray so that they can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But you still pray for them.
Yes.
God can change. God can change anything.
Oh, yes. Amen.
If it be his will, he can change anything.
That's right.
Okay, and that's what I had read earlier, that it said, but not practicing sin not only means not committing sin, but also
mm-hmm.
practicing and conforming to the will of God.
Yes.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. what is the biblical standard for the Christian? So what does the Bible present as a standard for the Christian? It is neither sinless perfectionism nor antinomianism. It is to walk in the light.
Amen.
1 John 1:7. God is light or holy. Let's get 1 John 1:7, and I know we read it already, but
okay.
We gotta review it. 1 John 1:7.
1 and 7 says.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Yes.
And my thank you says, starting at 6-7. If we claim that we experience a shared life with him, talk about Jesus, and continue to stumble around in the dark, we're obviously lying through our teeth. We're not living what we claim. But if we walk in the light, God himself being the light, and we walk in Jesus, we also experience a shared life with one another. As the sacrificed blood, as the sacrificed blood of Jesus, God's Son, purges all our sins. Amen. So that's, again, sharing the burdens of others.
Amen.
You know?
Yes.
Show that light to them. Be that light to them. Like,
mm-hmm.
they're in the dark. They're having a hard time.
Yes.
So they're in the dark. So be that light. You know, offer a smile, offer a hug, offer a prayer, offer some money, you know?
Amen. Amen.
And I mean, not so much like the homeless. You don't want to, I was going to say, and invite them to stay. You know, invite them to come to your place for a moment. Not, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying. You're going to send them to a shelter. But
someone that you
might know a little better who might need a couch to a couch surf or whatever, you know.
For the night.
Invite them to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come for the day or the night or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just to relieve whatever you're going through, you know. It may be somebody having an argument with their spouse and they need to get away.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So
exactly.
Them in. Let's break bread together. They don't have to spend the night. Let's break bread together. This
That's
is talk.
Right.
And mm-hmm. this is not to be talking about your troubles. This
mm-hmm.
is talk. You know,
yes.
let's do some TV together. Watch a Christian program together. Watch a non-Christian program together. This to be in somebody else's company, you know, that can kind of take the person's mind off of that burden that they're going
exactly.
through.
Exactly.
Be that light.
Mm-hmm.
Be that light.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So
God
is light or holy. This absolute standard is always before the believer. Yet no believer can be without sin as God is in this life. Does God then mock us? Not at all. Rather, he tailors his requirement for each of us to our stage of spiritual development. So he tailors what he requires of us in mm-hmm. each of our stages of spiritual development. We all at different levels
yes.
in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some are mature and eating steak and others are immature and they're still on the bottle, you know?
Yes.
Still drinking milk. So you have to know how to do certain things. And God knows. He's a knower. We don't have to necessarily know.
No.
You know, we don't necessarily know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So he will lead us and guide us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, you have to, you can be gentle with some people knowing that they're new to
mm-hmm.
this thing. And to
yes.
others, you can be a little more stern, like, in love, though, you know better than this. You know better than, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
You've seen him do it before. He's brought you through before, so hold on.
That's
He's
right.
Able
Don't
to
give
do
up.
It.
That's right. Don't
and even if
up.
He doesn't do it, He's
mm-hmm.
able.
Yep.
If he wants to, he will bring you through. And if he doesn't, he won't.
That's right.
But hold
but
on.
You still don't give up. You hold on.
Don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up. He does great and marvelous things unexpectedly. You know, like I said before, you be looking to your left and he shows up from the right. You
Amen.
Be looking up and he comes up underneath, you know. You
yes.
be looking in the front, he comes to the back. So
that's,
don't give up.
That's right.
And he uses people. He uses people. Sometimes,
yes.
and I was sharing that story today, that
mm-hmm.
I was going to work one day. Kenneth had driven me to work. And,
yeah.
of course, I was the passenger in the car. But when we pulled up in front of my office at Spring Creek, I had a cane. And I was exiting the car, and
mm-hmm.
this, I say, rookie woman offered to assist me.
Aww.
But she had a cane.
Oh, no.
She's helping me. And you know what I'm saying? And
yes.
she's on a cane, too. So it was just beautiful.
Oh,
I had to, thank God for her because she didn't have, I didn't know her. You know,
exactly.
I didn't know her. She didn't know me. But she just saw, I guess, that I needed or might need, didn't look like I was struggling, but she offered her help. And I'm
yes.
saying, she's going to come
mm-hmm.
too. Oh, my Lord. God is good.
Yes, he is. All
about
the
that.
Time, God is good.
I'm just thinking. That was an angel. I called her my angel.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're my angel, and that's how he shows up.
Yeah,
you know, and
he's
in the
up.
Least expected way, using
angel.
Who he chooses to use. You know,
absolutely.
It might have been some strong, you know, burly man passing by who wouldn't have given me the time of day, but here this woman, barely doing better than I am physically,
mm-hmm.
she offers to help me. I'm like, yes, I gave her my arm or whatever.
Yeah.
Bless her life. Even today, wherever she's at, I pray that she's doing well. God
Amen.
Bless her.
God. Yeah, bless her.
So, and that tailored requirement, talking about being at different stages of spiritual development,
mm-hmm.
that tailored requirement is to walk in the light of his holiness.
Amen.
What does that mean to you, if anything? That tailored requirement.
To walk in the light of his holiness is to...
Wait. That tailored requirement is to walk in the light of his holiness. Remember what we were talking about before I talked about that little story? Milk and meat? Milk
oh,
and steak?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that tailored requirement, whether we're on milk or on steak or chicken or whatever, that tailored requirement is given to us in his holiness, okay? His holiness, the light of his holiness. If we say we have no sin principle, as sinless perfectionism claims, we lie. Verse 8. Likewise, if we say we have not sinned for whatever period of time as modified perfectionism teaches, we make God a liar. Verse 10. If we walk in the light, we will not fall into the error of antinomianism, for we will keep his commandments. 1 John 2 and 4 and 6 and 3 and 24. Excuse me. You want to get 8 first, 1 and 8, and then 10.
1 John 1 and 8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Read it on through 10. I think I asked you to do the same thing the last time.
Okay. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts.
Amen. So we go off sin and come short of the glory of God.
Yes. And the next
and let's
one
look at it.
2 and 4.
2, 4 and six and then 3:24. 2, 4 and 6. Read that as 4 through 6, if you will.
Oh, okay. That's even better. 4 through 6, 3, 4. If someone claims, I know God, but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. But those who obey God's word truly shows how completely they love him. That is how we know we are living in him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Amen. That's right. How are you going to say that you know God and yet the truth is not in you?
You're not living it. But you're not living like you know him.
Right.
If you knew him, you wouldn't live like that. You wouldn't do those things.
Nope, not at all.
If you knew him. And let me just read this one. It says, title is, The Only Way to Know We're in Him. If someone claims, I know him well, but doesn't keep his commandments, he's obviously a liar. His life doesn't match his words, but the one who keeps God's word is the person in whom we see God's mature love. This is the only way to be sure we're in God. Anyone who claims to be intimate with God ought to live the same kind of life Jesus lived, and we know that's not necessarily easy to do, you know, because if it were so, then all Christians will be living like Jesus lived. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
So
right.
So how is that? How did he live?
He lived a righteous life.
What did he do, I should say? How did he live?
He healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He showed love and compassion to his enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we are supposed to do. If someone did something, you know, against us, we are not supposed to hate them for what they did. We pray for them and we forgive them.
And we go to our Father for guidance.
For guidance.
Anytime he had to do something, Jesus went to his Father. He said, I want to do the will of my Father.
Yes.
So whatever his will was, even to the point of going to the cross, he said, he didn't want to go. But he said, not, if you could take this bitter pill away from me, this bitter cup, I'm sorry, away from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Not the way I want it to be, but the way you want it to be, Father. Because knowing, too, that's what he came for.
Yes.
He came to die for us.
Yes,
he came to live, to give his life for us so that we could have eternal life. So, yeah, the human part of him was, like, hesitant. You know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be crucified. I don't want to die. But nevertheless, not what I want, Father.
Right.
Thy will be done. And I'm here. I'm gonna and I'm going to give my life up. They're not gonna take it.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna give it up.
That's right.
Oh my wow. Ooh.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm going to give it
yes,
up.
He gave
Hallelujah.
His life for us.
And he didn't want to
love a God like that. How could we not
He
know
he didn't want to. He didn't want to do it at first.
Not at first, because that, as you said, that was the human part of him talking.
That was the fleshly part, right?
Yes.
That was the fleshly part. Oh, wow. Whew. But anyway, let's go on. Did we read? No. 3 and 24. John,
3:24.
I think we're getting more out of it this time than the first time.
Huh?
We're getting more out of it this second reading than we did the first time.
Because when you
I am.
When you read it the first time, it's like, you know, you're going through it. But when you read it
understand
more,
it.
Then you have time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So 24 says, those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship with him and he with them. And we know he lives in us because the spirit he gave us lives in us. Amen. That's 24.
Wow. Thank you. Let me read 21 through 24. And friends, once that's taken care of and we're no longer accusing or condemning ourselves, we're bold and free before God. We're able to stretch our hands out and receive what he asks for because we're doing what he said, doing what pleases him. Again, this is God's command, to believe in his personally named Son, Jesus Christ. He told us to love each other in line with the original command. As we keep his commands, we live deeply and surely in him, and he lives in us.
Yes.
And this is how we experience his deep and abiding presence in us, by the Spirit he gave us.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, my Lord. Ooh.
Praise be to
Good
God. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So each believer can meet the requirements to walk in the light. The amount of light each has will be different, but the requirement to respond to that amount is the same for all. As we grow, the circle of light will expand. It will get bigger. And as we respond to increasing light, we will receive more light and so on. But at each stage, the requirement is the same. Walk in the light.
Yes, Lord.
To
Jesus.
Sum up, the standard is God's holiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Christian standard.
Yes.
The standard is God's holiness. The requirement is to walk in the light.
Yes.
Our experience will always be a growing one, growing
mm-hmm.
to maturity. That
mm-hmm.
is true biblical perfectionism.
Amen.
Walking in the light. Wow. So how do we walk in the light? How do beautiful stuff. How do we walk in the light?
Yes.
How do we walk in the light?
We walk in the light because we are God's children.
All right. All right. And we're following his commands.
Yes.
Doing his will.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what he would have us to do, not what we want to do.
That's right.
Forgiving that one who has, disrespected us, abused us, whatever.
That's right.
Forgiving them.
Yeah.
Forgiving them, loving them. No, nobody said you got to be up in their face, but forgive them.
That's right. And still love on them.
Love them.
Love is the greatest of all is love.
That's it. Out of everything, it's love.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Faith, hope, and charity, these three. But as 1 Corinthians 13 says, the greatest of these is love.
Yes.
Out of faith, hope, and charity or love, the greatest of these is charity or love.
Amen.
So this is where we left off last week. This is so nice. Part two, I'm sorry. The enemy of the believer.
Mm-hmm.
The believer is continually opposed by the world, the
mm-hmm.
flesh, and the devil.
Mm.
The world. We have already discussed in detail the concept of this world system under Satanology. Suffice it to review and add only a few details at this point. Excuse me. One, its description. Satan stands as its head and controlling force. Its chief characteristic is counterfeiting.
Mm-hmm.
So Satan will use any tactic he can in order to defeat the believer.
Mm-hmm.
Often borderline issues are the most difficult to discern and decide. Does that mean anything to you? Any thoughts about that?
Satan will go to any length to get you.
Right.
Yes, he would.
To deceive you.
Your family. He will use your friends, your neighbors.
Right.
He will use anybody just so that he could get you. That's why
exactly.
We got to always stay strong in the Lord. Read the word and
and live the word.
Live
read it.
That's
live
it.
Yeah,
reading it and all of that is fine, but if you don't live the word, then
my
Satan
preach.
Has yep.
Preach. That's it. We gotta live it.
Yeah,
we gotta live it. And with him living inside of us, it's
Ooh.
Not as hard as it could be if he weren't
That's
living
right.
in us. All right,
he's
number two,
guiding us. You know,
yes. If you let him,
yeah,
if
that's
you let
true.
Him, he's
if
not,
you do not harden your heart.
He's not forcing himself on us.
Oh, no.
You can
no.
you can Freedom. Follow him or not follow him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if he's in you,
Ooh,
you're going to want to do the right thing.
Let his light shine.
Yes. Let our light shine, which is him.
Yes.
Let our light shine, reflecting
yes.
him.
Yes. Amen.
Letting the world know that Jesus is in us.
Mm.
And they won't know if you're acting ugly like them.
Oh, no. Definitely.
They won't know. That's a child of God. And she's acting like, she's talking like that. She said those words. She's doing those kinds of things. What?
Oh, oh boy.
Oh my goodness. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe.
But it's true. Because a lot of them out there are acting just like the world.
I know. I know. All right, number two. Our defense. Mm-hmm. A number of things serve as the believer's defense against the counterfeit of the world. The armor, Ephesians 6:13-18. And that's where it says to do what?
To put what? To put on the whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm. Let's go there too.
Okay.
Ephesians 6:13-18. 13-18.
Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians 6:5.
Wow.
6. Woo. Okay, 13-18. Here we go. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Standing firm, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. 17, put on salvation as your helmet. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. 18, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere.
That, amen, amen.
Absolutely powerful. When you walk
you
out of your house, put on the whole entire armor of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me read the message.
The devil gonna stay off you.
Mm-hmm. 13-18. Be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential. And it's ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out.
My
wow. Keep your spirits up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your spirits up. So you can encourage somebody else not to drop out, not to... you know, want to commit suicide or, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Want to leave us before it's time.
Wow.
So let me I'll read part B, and I think then we're going to stop after B. Got like 6 minutes.
Okay.
The flesh. The concept. The flesh is that principle of sin within all of us. Some equate the sin nature and flesh. The flesh produces works, Galatians 5 and 19. It's characterized by lust and passion, verse 24, 1 John 2 and 16, and can enslave the believer, Romans 7 and 25. It's nothing good. Talking about the flesh, verse 18. Mm-hmm. For the flesh, for the presence of the new life in Christ makes all that is associated with the flesh old and useless.
Wow.
This includes blatantly evil things as well as immoral things, and sometimes things that might be good in themselves. Number two, the control. The flesh can only be controlled by actualizing our co-crucifixion with Christ. The flesh can only be controlled by actualizing our co-crucifixion with Christ. What does that mean?
Co-crucifixion. So does it mean that we are crucified with Christ?
Amen. Amen. Praise we have you. Crucified the flesh. That is, we have been separated from its domination by our association with Christ dying unto sin, Galatians 5 and 24. We can experience victory not by eradication of the flesh, but by walking in dependence on the Spirit to control it. Not by wiping out the flesh, but by walking on dependence on depending on the Spirit to control our flesh. We'll
That's
get back
right.
to the scriptures next time, God willing, but
yes.
I'm going to mark it and hopefully our fear.
We stop at
B. Yes, yes, ma'am. No, we're going to stop at B. We're going to come back to B, I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
We're going to come back to B because I didn't go over the scripture.
Oh, right.
So we're going to come back to B.
To B.
That was
awesome.
Wow.
Truly awesome. I
Hallelujah.
Tell you, when you go over things the second time, you really do get what
better.
You missed the first time.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it makes it more meaningful.
Yes.
Even with the going over, huh?
I said it was an awesome lesson. Thank you so
Praise
much.
Thank you. Thank you. You enhanced it, you know?
Yes. And thank all of our listeners. I hope and pray that you know, they got something out of it. They got the understanding that we got out of it. The second
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when you're ready, you can take us home.
Okay. Precious and Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you as humbly as we know how to thank you for all that was said tonight. Thank you for opening up our minds and our spirit and our hearts to just understand what the word is saying. And thank you, Lord God, for our teacher. Thank you for everyone who showed up in the spirit tonight and didn't find it robbery to hear what thus says the Lord. We are learning so much from the basic theology, Lord God, and we thank you. We ask that you continue to watch over each and every one of us, those here, those afar, and just continue to bless us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Bless our president and his family. Bless our vice president and her family, Lord God. Just continue to bless those in authority that they may make the right decisions for the people and for the country, Lord God. Now, Lord God, I ask that you wrap your loving arms around all of those immigrants that's trying to get to America to build a better life, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Help those who need help, Lord God. Guide those who need guiding. Let your will be done in each everything that we say and do. And we ask all these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. I got that in just in time. Before the time ran out. Cause I don't like to be in the middle of a prayer and then the time runs out on us.
Cut you off,
yeah.
Right? Beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful.
It was all.
I just want to say I got the end of your prayer on Sunday. It was powerful. I didn't catch the whole thing, but I mean, you praying. God bless you.
I tell you, I mean, like, I was trying not to repeat myself, because sometimes, you know, what you want to say doesn't come out. Or what you're thinking in your mind, and it's not coming out of your mouth. But I'm just so grateful that God allowed me to do the scripture and prayer, and that, you know, he's strengthening me every day in my prayer, prayer life.
In your prayer life. Yeah.
Yes.
It was powerful. Yes. Like I said, I didn't see all the redundancy and all of that. Which is, you said maybe it was and maybe it wasn't, but the part that I did hear was beautiful. So I thank you for that.
You.
Continued growth.
Yes.
Continued growth. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Love you. Yes.
Love you too.
Love you, husband. Kisses.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'll speak with you. I won't be with you tomorrow night, God willing, but in spirit.
Amen.
So I guess the next time will be Sunday.
The new
Domingo.
Year. We're going to be
yes.
in 2023.
Yes, Lord. And to God be the glory. Have
yes.
a happy new year. A safe
Thank
and a happy
you.
Month.
You too.
Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bless
God will be
a happy and prosperous one.
My God. My God. Yes.
To you and your
and
family.
And drawing nigh to God. Drawing nigh to God. He draws nigh to us.
Amen.
Even more so.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Just want to get closer and closer and closer to him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Love you too. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Stay warm.
Oh, I'm trying, but you know the house got heat, but it still feels so cold.
Oh, goodness. Hug Chico for me.
I will. Chico. Auntie Barbara, say hello.
Hey, Chico.
He's looking at me wagging his tail, so he knows he know what I'm saying, but he just can't. And his way of answering is wagging his tail.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
He's so special.
Oh, yes, he is. Honey. He costing me a pretty penny, but he's my baby.
Amen. Amen. Nothing's too good for him.
Oh, no. Not at all. Not at all. It's just me and him. I'm fussing
Amen.
With him, and he's looking at me as if I was crazy. But that's all right. He let me know when he got to go.
All right. That's good.
He be dancing on that two legs, the two hind legs with the first two in the front. And I'm like, ooh, look at you.
Oh, that's good. That's good. He lets you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he won't go in the house anymore. Thank the Lord. Because I tell you, he was driving me crazy.
Beautiful. So
he's older, and now he's good to go outside. But it was just too cold to go out there.
You got a sweater for him or a coat or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I got the two sweaters and the coat.
Okay.
So he don't feel the cold. He be just then standing there. I'm walking him, and he pulling me. And I'm saying, hurry up. It's cold out here. I think I'd be more cold than he is.
You're probably so, yeah. But anyway, you got to walk them tonight, right?
Oh, no. When it's cold like this, I take him out at 5 o'clock. He went out this morning at 9 o'clock, between 9 and 9:30, and then I take him out at 5 before I start the program.
Okay, and he doesn't have to go again?
Huh?
He doesn't have to go again?
I limit his water.
Oh.
And then
okay.
At nighttime, I limit his water. During the day, you can drink all the water you want. But at night, because I'm not going out there.
Okay. Yeah. So I see you got it under control. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I got him on a schedule.
That's
anytime
good.
He drinks too much water, he come and look at me, then I let him go. And he don't stop until every drop is out.
Well, that's what he's supposed to do.
but see, he wants me to take him all the way around the block, so he has to urinate at all the spots that he marked.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, like a little kid, you know?
I see.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. Bless your heart, too. But anyway,
love you.
Have a beautiful New Year's and many, many more. And God willing, we'll talk. Okay?
Okay. Me and Chico will be sitting right there by the TV waiting on the countdown.
Did you get my card?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I meant to tell you on Sunday. But I forgot. But I got it.
No problem. Wonderful. I'm glad.
You're
very welcome. Love you. And again, hugs and kisses.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Shalom.
Good night, everybody. Okay. And on that note, we are out.